Chapter 3. Fuckery is afoot. Ed wasn't terribly surprised when the address led him to a storefront. The gilt sign out front read, Renaissance Revenge, and then, beneath it, Luthier and Instrument Repair. There was no explanation why there was a delicately carved unicorn on the sign. The door gave a tearful jangle as Ed entered. There was no one at the front desk, but he heard voices coming from the back room. Cautious, Ed paced close enough to hear. He recognized the other man immediately as Frenchy, the lute player.
Okay, but this progression...
A series of plucked notes came from a stringed instrument.
Sounds wrong, doesn't it? But this...
Another phrase, sharp-edged and sour grains.
Sounds worse. But that's the key?
The man's back was to Ed, and he couldn't see Steed, but assumed that he was seated at the piano Frenchy was facing.
I see your point.
A piano played, and Ed recognized it as one of the Pop 40 songs he'd put on a list to cover at some point.
I don't really care for her voice, but I don't know how to replicate that sharp intonation otherwise.
It's not the key that matters.
Ed couldn't help himself from interrupting. Frenchy spun, looking wide-eyed. Steed, leaning back from the piano bench, grinned. He was dressed in slacks and a button-down shirt, but his wide smile was what drew Ed in.
Edward! Come in, please. This is Frenchy. Well, André Pouchonnet, but he prefers Frenchy. And this is...
Blackbeard?
Frenchy was fawning.
You're Blackbeard. Holy shit, I've seen all your videos, Mr. Beard. Mr. Black? Mr. Blackbeard.
Ed smiled to hide his embarrassment.
It's just Ed, please. May I?
He slid into the piano bench, next to Steed. He could feel the warmth coming off the blonde man, and was able to get a good look at him.
Good God, he's basically forearm porn.
The tendons standing out against the light hairs of Steed's forearms, with that shirt rolled up, was exactly Ed's type. He hadn't known he had a type until just now. Intentionally, he slid over a bit more until his leg touched Steed's.
Play that for me again.
Steed complied, playing the phrase that looked like an almost ill green stumble to Ed.
Yeah, see, no, it should sound like this.
Ed played on the keys, straightening out the stumble, letting the seasick colour come more to a seafoam.
Amazing.
Steed grinned.
Can you do that?
The lute player plucked a little, finally settling on something close to the phrase Ed had played, but unlike the piano, the lute was bluer, a wave as it plucked through the phrase.
Fucking awesome.
Ed breathed.
Shit, yes, that's the fucking shit right there.
He cheered.
Ed here was coming to take a look at some of our instruments, and maybe talk about a collaboration.
Frenchy's grin spread.
Oh, fuck yes. But...
He looked at the clock.
I've got to get downtown. I promised I'd be there for a set.
Oh, yes. Your guitar is all done.
Steed rose from the bench and went over to one of the tables along what was basically an enormous workroom. He picked up a guitar and held it out to Frenchy. Ed stood, looking to see what it was. The acoustic guitar looked well-worn and cared for, but there was a lovely painted scrollwork down the side of the guitar. Forget-me-nots, Ed recognized.
She should be tuned and ready to wow everyone.
Steed smiled at Frenchy.
Thanks. I'm so sorry I can't stay, Mr. Blackbeard. I hope you'll let me be a part of the video, when you make it. I mean, if you make it.
Ed stuck out his hand for Frenchy to shake.
Mate, I'm fucking stoked to do a collaboration with you guys. Of fucking course you'll be included.
I'm so sorry I forgot to include you initially.
Steed gave a sorry smile.
I'll ensure you're included in the future, Frenchy.
The lute player packed away his guitar and left the lute on the bench before rushing out the front.
Queer fellow, isn't he?
Ed grinned fondly. Steed's face fell, eyes shuttering.
Yes, he is. As am I, as is much of my staff. If that is a problem for you, Mr. Teach, then—
Hey!
Ed held up his hands.
Mate, no, not what I meant. I meant odd. He's an odd dude. I don't fucking care. I'm not one to talk. Gay as shit over here, mate.
Steed's eyes started to melt.
I'm sorry. I had a rather unfortunate run-in earlier today, and I suppose I'm a bit keyed up to expect that nonsense. Of course you didn't mean it. Alma had already told you I was gay, and it didn't seem to upset you then.
He shook his head, a small smile blooming.
I apologise for assuming the worst.
No worries,
Ed replied.
Now, that aside, I'd love to hear how you sorted out that tune. It was so wrong every way we attempted it, but you fixed it so well.
Ed felt himself blush.
It was the wrong colour. Wrong shape.
Steed's quizzical look prompted Ed to continue.
I have this thing where music sometimes is like visual.
Ed started.
Ah, you have synesthesia.
Steed interrupted, bouncing on his toes with excitement.
How amazing. That would explain how you can both hear it wrong and see it wrong, and then correct it. This makes a lot of sense with your videos. Is it only visual then, or do you get other senses? Oh, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to pry.
Ed smiled a little.
Nah, no worries, mate.
It wasn't so common for people to peg his synesthesia.
I mostly see it. Colours and shapes, movement. But sometimes when it's really good, I can taste it.
I admit I'm jealous. I imagine that some music tastes wonderful.
Not always how people expect.
Ed shrugged.
This song is seafoam green, kind of in waves. Sometimes music people think is great is the ugliest colour, though. Fucking Beatles are always a putrid yellow-green.
Grinning wickedly, Steed sang the tune of Yellow Submarine.
We're all stuck in a putrid yellow-green.
Ed laughed.
Fuck you, man.
Still, when Steed sang it, he almost liked the colour.
How was I supposed to resist?
He said charmingly.
Of course, now I'm terrified to ask what my music looked like.
He was fiddling with some tool on the bench that Ed didn't recognize. He was blushing, just a bit, but looked so damn cute. So, Ed told him.
Sunshine. It looked like bright yellows and joy. And when you sang, it tasted like wine.
Steed turned to him, blushing terribly.
That may be the sweetest thing anyone's ever said about any music I've ever made. Thank you.
Ed felt seized by the impulse to take this maniac to dinner, to wine and dine and then let Steed bend end over the side of a couch.
How about you show me some of those instruments?
He said instead, clearing his throat.
And then maybe we can get some dinner?
Steed smiled happily.
Of course. Are there any you wanted to see more of?
Show me everything?
Steed looked overjoyed.
Come with me.
He led Ed outside? Before Ed could question it, the blonde was leading him to a slim townhouse perched behind the shop.
I live just here,
Steed explained as he went to unlock the door. The interior was polished wood and warm rugs. A small orange tabby trotted up to the blonde man and mewed. Steed leaned down to scratch the cat's head, then froze.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask if you were allergic.
Nah, mate.
Ed smiled at Steed's sweetness, crouching to give the cat some affection.
What's its name?
Her name is Lily.
Steed smiled.
I named her after a composer.
Ed racked his brains, desperate to impress this man.
Boulanger.
Steed's face split in an expression of pure joy.
Yes, how wonderful. No one ever gets it right. All right, I wanted to show you something this way.
He followed Steed through the home, past a kitchen and to a closed door.
Lily isn't allowed in,
Steed explained as he opened the door.
Fuck off.
Ed breathed, taking in the room. Instruments were everywhere. The walls were covered in soundproofing. Ed recognized some recording equipment in the corner.
This is fucking amazing.
Steed preened a little.
I'm a bit of a collector of musical instruments.
Steed ran his fingers on a lovely wooden cabinet.
And sheet music.
He admitted with a smile.
And, admittedly, period-appropriate costumes to go with them. Come, have a seat and we can look at some instruments.
Ed had never seen half the shit on the table there. He did recognize the lute and mandolin, which looked pretty similar to him. He listened in awe as Steed went through a number of violins and tried to explain the difference.
Just play them for me, mate. I'll see the difference.
And sure enough, when Steed played, Ed could see it. The standard violin was a pure trill, a lovely sky blue swirl. The second instrument Steed demonstrated was a wave of aquamarine, and the third came out a perfect dance of cerulean, tasting just faintly of ice cream.
Fuck. They're all nice, but that last one, that's amazing.
Oh, yes?
Steed smiled.
You fancy a fine instrument, then?
Ed huffed a laugh.
Yeah, I think maybe I do.
Steed grinned.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
This one.
He tapped the last one.
This one is fucking magic, mate.
He looked into Steed's eyes, seeing that they were the same beautiful cerulean as the instrument's notes.
Oh man, I'm so fucked.
Tastes like ice cream.
Steed beamed.
I had always thought that one sounded rather sweet. Do you want to hear more?
I want to hear whatever you got.
It was the most insane afternoon Ed could remember. Steed showed him a dozen instruments, some were near enough to something familiar, like the various violin things. He laughed out loud when Steed showed him an instrument and called it a sack butt, and then damn near slapped the weird flute thing out of his hands.
Well, it's not called a racket for nothing,
Steed admitted. He was consistently thrilled, asking Ed what a particular instrument sounded like, how music changed from piece to piece. He disappeared momentarily, only to come back with a battered notebook.
I'm going to have to write this down. This is a whole new way of composing. I'd love to try something wholly original with you sometime.
Ed must have frozen. Steed had, of course, hit on one of his touchy subjects.
Yeah, man. I mean, for jamming, that's fine. I don't know if it's worth anything more.
I imagine it would be breathtaking,
Steed insisted. Ed shrugged, turning to run his fingers on the delicate filigree on a guitar. Steed had explained that he did decoration of instruments as well, and this one was beautiful.
I tried it once, all right? It turned out bad. No one liked it. What critics listened mostly bashed it. The videos were not a draw. I learnt my lesson.
He glanced up at Steed, and it was like a stab in the gut. The man looked forlorn.
Hey, if you want to write something, I'd help you, like, play it or whatever. But nah, Blackbeard is strictly covers now.
That's too bad,
Steed murmured.
I hope I can change your mind.
Ed found he was kind of hoping for that, too. A knock on the door interrupted, even as Ed was trying to think of a smooth way to ask the fancy man to dinner.
Hey, boss, sorry.
Lucius, the assistant, ducked his head into the room.
Charles stopped by, said he needed to chat with you.
Who's this Charles, then?
Ed thought, as he saw Steed's face brighten as he bounced his feet.
Oh, I didn't think he'd come today. Well, if you don't mind, just a minute.
Who's Charles?
Ed asked, trying for light nonchalance.
What instrument, I mean?
Oh, piano, actually. He's not in any of our work.
Steed's laughter seemed almost nervous.
He's strictly classical fare, but very lovely. I'll be back shortly.
Lucius stayed behind, sighing and watching his boss duck back across the street.
Ugh, Charles.
Ed tried to keep the nonchalance as he reached for his water.
What's wrong with him? Sounds fine enough.
No, he sounded like a loser. Ed didn't want anyone else to make Steed look like that. Lucius turned to look at him and shrugged.
You'll see him soon enough. Steed is smitten with Charles.
Smitten as in...
He was no longer sure he was being sufficiently subtle based on the look Lucius gave him.
Smitten, as in has a big gay crush on him, but is terrified to ask him out because Steed is basically a baby gay. But Charles is a piece of work, man.
Ed found himself walking towards the door.
I think I want to meet this guy.
Lucius gave him another look, even as he followed on Ed's heels outside.
Any particular reason?
Ed shrugged.
Steed's the most interesting person I think I've met in years, so if he's into this guy, he must be cool, right?
Nope.
Lucius popped the consonant.
He plays for a musical theatre company, which is how he met Steed, and I think some orchestra or something. And, well, you'll see, I guess.
Lucius finished lamely as they came back to the shop. Ed heard Steve as he re-entered the shop, prattling on in that cute, cheerful, nervous way he did about piano production. Ed focused his eye on the other guy. He was taller than Steve by a couple of inches and had a strong chin. His eyes looked pale. It was hard to tell colour from across the room, and his hair was a fashionable cut, half-shaved. He looked like a twink who had grown up a little but never figured out how to put muscle on his too-thin frame.
If it's good enough for Gaga, I say...
he replied to Steed, his voice mellow, friendly, but not very flirty. Ed could see some of the appeal, he supposed. The guy wasn't ugly, but he wasn't going to turn Ed's head. Like Steed did. The blonde, unaware of Ed's thoughts, retorted,
"Sure, the Steinway is an industry standard, but it's got very little variation in soul. There are lots of other options depending on what you're seeking to do with it."
Always been more of a Fazioli man myself.
Ed interrupted, hands in his pockets, oh so casually.
The sounds that come with that bass register are killer, and the fourth pedal lets you do a lot of cool shit.
He smiled behind his beard.
But then again, piano isn't my first love.
Let me guess.
Charles turned to Ed with an appraising look.
Guitar.
His tone was surprisingly condescending, and Ed felt heat in his chest. He knew when high-status white guys were looking down on him.
Of course, this might be the first time they've looked down on me for playing guitar and not the fucking sitar or some shit. Sure, among others.
He deflected.
I'm Ed.
Steed smiled at him, a friendly, welcoming expression.
Ed! Sorry, we must have kept you waiting.
Nah, no worries. Didn't want to presume. Seemed weird waiting in your house, especially when you have such pretty instruments all over here.
He inclined his head at a wall of guitars with a small smile.
Oh, yes, I trust you to treat them kindly.
Steed grinned.
Charles and I will just be a minute.
I can keep my hands to myself.
Ed forced a chuckle.
If I have to.
Charles looked between them curiously, then turned back to Steed.
If this isn't a good time, we can chat another day. I do need to pick up string.
He smiled at Ed.
I tune my own pianos. Bit of a snob, I'm afraid.
Steed has a perfect pitch, you know, if you needed assistance.
Lucius chimed in from the register.
Lucius!
Steed admonished, blushing.
That's not really that useful. But if you want to chat more about replacing the piano, do let me know. I can help you get a good deal on a second-hand piano if necessary. And, of course, if you're looking to just trade up your personal piano and donate the old one...
He smiled.
I'd be glad to help you find one for that, too.
Of course.
Charles smiled, and Ed thought, uncharitably, that his teeth were yellowed.
I'll give you a call later, when we have an idea of what we want. Thanks, Steed.
Charles clapped him on the shoulder and went to the counter to finish his purchase. After he left, Steed slumped on a stool.
So,
Ed drawled.
That was interesting, huh?
Steed turned adorably pink.
Oh no, Lucius told you.
Uh-huh.
Ed confirmed, folding his arms and leaning back against the table.
I'd almost guess he was straight by the way he wasn't biting.
Steed laughed, a bitter sound.
No, sadly not. I've met his ex-boyfriends. I'm afraid I simply don't appeal.
Steed,
Lucius huffed.
That man will never see you and want you until he thinks he can't have you. He's the kid who didn't give a shit about the cookie jar until he heard no.
Ed suspected he wasn't wrong, based on some of Charles's snobby comments.
You, Steed, are entirely too available.
He ticked off on his fingers.
Think about his last several boyfriends. Eric, Danny, Leonardo, Art. All guys who are in other relationships when they met. Tyler and Morgan were definitely short-term options only. Tyler was on shore leave and Morgan was moving to a job in China. That man has a pattern. He only wants things he can't have.
Steed sighed.
I don't want to ignore him or whatever. I'd come in for any customer I know well. And Charles is a friend.
He countered weakly. Lucius eyed Ed and then, slyly, grinned.
Charles isn't interested until he thinks he can't have it. So, you know what might work, Steed? If he thought you were with someone else, he'd see you were a cute boyfriend and want you for himself. He confesses how he feels, or he hits on you, or whatever, and you can gently let down the other man in favor of Charles.
Lucius, you already have 3 boyfriends and you're barely older than my kids!
Steed laughed.
Your oldest is like 12,
Lucius added.
I'm 27, and you, old man, are only what, 44? Truly ancient.
Mate, I'm 43,
Ed replied with a chuckle.
Trust me, it's not that old.
The mutton chop man gave another sly look.
You know, if he thought that the famous Blackbird had you, he'd definitely be jealous. He'd have to prove that his classical side of things was just as good, and I guarantee he'd be hitting on you.
Steed went from slightly pink to fully red.
Oh, no, I couldn't ask Ed to do that.
He fumbled. Ed shrugged.
I mean, seems like an interesting fuckery, if you wanted.
Steed cocked his head, looking at Ed thoughtfully.
You said that your originals didn't get any traction. What if... That is, I know a lot of people who are in the industry and might be able to get a record deal for you. I could introduce you in exchange for your help?
Ed blinked.
A record you want? You can do that?
Steed nodded and then lifted a shoulder.
I know people. It's not like I can make anything happen. I can just introduce you and... Well, I used to do corporate contract law. I could help if you needed it.
Ed felt a smile stretching across his face.
Steed, that'd be kind of fucking awesome.
Steed's smile was far too charming.
Well, in that case, Ed, can we head up to my kitchen for a cup of tea and have a chat about this?
End of chapter. Narration by Collected Noun.
Freaky Flob as Steed.
Cheesecake 3 as Ed.
Apple Sapling as Lucius.
WJ Gravity as Frenchie.
Daisy Divergence as Charles.